things that we can claim or God's benefits to us or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, we're going to start in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 29. And in verse 29, it says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." So God has given us his word so that we can be a blessed people. And I wouldn't mind knowing some of those secret things too. But if, you know, you go through the word, I mean, we have enough to sustain us for a gazillion years. And then we get the return to look forward to. But anyway, I thought that's a sweet verse unto us and to our children forever so that we can do this great law. And we're going to look at a few things that he's given us. In Psalm 106, I'm going to stick around Psalm for a while. Psalm 106, and we're going to read verse 1. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
He is good all the time. For his mercy endureth forever." And that mercy, it means his kindness, his friendliness, his generosity, his considerate. He's considerate. Not getting a deserved punishment that we should get. That's what God does for us. In Psalm 136, verse 1, says sort of the same things. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy, his goodness, his kindness, his generosity endureth forever. So it's always something that we can rely on with him. And Psalm 57. I was at a fellowship meeting last night, and one of the manifestations was, and we've heard, heard it before, it just hit me last night, that God said he knows what we need, when we need it, and he can do it better than anyone, and that all we have to do is rely on him. And I thought, wow. You know, he tells us that in his word, too, but it just, I don't know, it was just wonderful. What did I say, 57?
Yeah.
Psalm 57. And verses 1 through 3, it says, "Be merciful unto me." So God wants us to have his mercy, doesn't he? "O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up." Selah. Consider those words. Those are great words to consider throughout the day. That what, you know, what anything negative or bad that happens, God is going to send from heaven and he's going to save me from that. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. That's pretty cool. Psalm 100. I dare you to try to read the psalm without singing the song. As soon as I heard the word Psalm 100, I'm like, make a joyful noise. But we're going to just read verse 5. "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." So that tells me that we can rely on his truth every single day of our lives. We don't ever have to doubt that his truth will be there for us and that his love will take care of us. Just to change it up a little bit, we're going to go to Jeremiah. Do I know where that is? It's in the Old Testament. In chapter 29. What'd John say? I knows you, Bible. Jeremiah 29. I'm going to start in verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. You're no good. You're lacking everything.
No.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And our expected end is the Lord's return. I mean, that's what we have to look forward to every day. In verse 12, it says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And that's what God wants. He wants our heart. And every time, you know, we look for him, he's not hiding. He's always there. And every time we call upon him and we go to pray to him, he will hearken unto us. You know, because we're going unto him. And that's what he wants to do. So we'll let him do it. Back to Psalm. Verse 54. I should have told you to kept your little finger, but I forgot. But it's right there.
Somewhere?
55. And verse 22. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall what?
Sustain.
He's going to sustain. That word sustain is a great word. It means he's going to provide sustenance, a source of strength, and he's going to forbear us. That's what our God does for us. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their lives, but I will trust in thee. So we just keep trusting in God, and he takes care of all this negative, junky stuff in our lives, you know, if we love him, if we go to him. Page 2. 2 Peter. You don't have to keep your... we're going to go back to Psalm, but not for a little bit. 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Chapter 3. And verses 8 and 9 says... I'm in 2. That's not good. But beloved of... Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm good. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Verse 8 and 9, sorry. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. We have that to look forward to. It's going to keep going forever and ever and ever. If you think about it, you can blow your mind, you know. And in verse 9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He doesn't delay it. He doesn't tarry. He wants to take care of it right away, things right away for his people. And he, like he said in that manifestation, he's always there when we need it. His timing is perfect, always. You know, we might not think his timing is perfect, but it is. You know, he just continues to take care of us. In James, chapter 1. Wrong way. James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So all these great things I read, we read today in the scriptures, God wants to keep doing them. He doesn't change. There's no variableness. No, and one of the definitions was he's fickleness. He's not fickle. He's not going to, you know, promise us one thing and then renege on it. He's going to do that promise. He's going to fulfill that promise. He doesn't change. He still wants to bless us with every spiritual blessings that we can find in this book. In Ephesians. Chapter 1. Ephesians 1, verse 1, says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That's us. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So he wants us to have grace and peace, which is two good things to have. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Is there anything lacking in those few verses?
Yeah.
It's all there. And our job or our responsibility is to go through his word and find them and believe them and walk out on them. So we can be blessed. So we can, you know, do what God wants us to do. And back to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Verses 2-5. Now we can read verse 1. It says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So, can't remember them all, but the ones you know, don't forget them. And then learn more of them. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And we all know the whole thing about the eagles, right? He flies up and he jumps in the water and all his feathers come off, and that kind of thing. But for the eagle, and I don't know if I heard this somewhere, but I saw it, but it's not a pleasant thing for this eagle to do this. He actually all, and you nature buffs can tell me if I'm wrong, but he loses his beak too. So it's like it's an ordeal for this eagle. But I was thinking, like, for us, it's not an ordeal if we keep God and looking to God. It's not a big ordeal. It's easy, but not for the eagle. Poor little eagle. The eagle's got to rely on, you know, protection from somewhere else. He's got to rely on someone to feed him. I guess other eagles feed him. I don't know. But I always pictured it as a thing where he just flies down, he loses all his wings, and he gets them right back. But it's a process. It's an ordeal. But God has made it easy for us. Turn to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 and 7. My favoritest verses ever. Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So don't be anxious. Don't be, you know, worked up about stuff. Trust God. And that peace that is unbelievable is going to keep us. In 1 Peter chapter 5. Well, we could read 6 and 7. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And he wants to exalt us. And this great verse, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And God, that word cast is just get rid of it. Get it out. The whole. Everything. Every burden on your heart, cast it to him. Don't hold back. And that word careth, that he cares for us. He loves us and he wants to do all these great things for us. So cast your care. And you don't have to go there, but I'm going to, because it's Psalms again, and I know I should have told you, but I'm just going to read it. Psalm 13. Just sit back and relax. It says, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? Guy's going through a little hassle here. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But, and that's a great, wonderful but there, I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. And that's what our God does to us as we when we turn to him. He deals bountifully with us, his wonderful people. So anyway, those are some things, some benefits that we can apply. Alrighty?